That's Jody Messina on Bob FM, and guess who's on the phone with us right now? I mean, it couldn't have worked out any better. It's Jody Messina herself coming to Watertown. Bees on the River Rib Fest this Friday and Saturday. Jody will be there, of course, as the headliner on Saturday. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back here on Bob FM. Of course, we play your music. So excited that you're coming back to Minnesota, Watertown, coming up on Saturday. First question is, how often do you get to Minnesota?
Not often enough. How about that?
I love
being up there. We have great fan base up there and a lot of supporters. And so I'm always excited to get to town.
What have you been up to lately, Jody?
Oh, I have 7 and 10-year-old little boys that are on summer break. So what haven't I been up to lately? We've been touring, been writing, we did CMA Fest back in June. Still touring, going to the lake on days off. There's a lot that's been going on, but just writing. I started a book about a month or so ago that I've been writing, and so yeah, there's a lot going on.
How intense is your tour? How intense do you continue to tour at this point in your career?
Well, you know, I tour as much as possible. Right now, during the school year, I'm a single mom, so I try to not interfere with school schedules, so it's mostly weekends. And the summer is when we hit it hard, you know, every day of the week.
You'll be traveling to Watertown coming up this weekend for Bees on the River Rib Fest. We'll talk more about that here at the end. But I want to go back to when you first broke into country music. What an exciting time that was with that string of hits. What was it like for you all of a sudden being, was it a sudden thing that all of a sudden you're famous? What was that like?
Well, it was something I worked my whole life for. So we used to say when people are like, oh, overnight. I was like, yeah, it was a really long night, if you want to call it overnight. now that I get a chance to take a breath, it moved really fast in the sense of you get a hit record, you got to make another one, you got to work the other one, and so people often ask me what it felt like, and I was like, man, I don't know, we're so focused on the next thing that very rarely did I get a moment to like sit back and ponder, you know, what was going on at the time. However, I mean, there was always a spirit of gratitude and appreciation. You know that, and I've always been grateful for what I do and grateful for the fans and the support of people. But man, back then it just moved so fast. I wish I could have slowed the clock down a little bit.
Jody Messina is with us here on Bob FM. Bees on the River Rib Fest this weekend, and 9 number one hits, 16 top 40 songs. Just a couple of the stats. Question for you: what is your favorite song of your hit songs? Songs that had a lot
of.
I know, it's like asking. It's like asking who your favorite child is, right? Okay, how about this? How about what's your favorite song to perform that wasn't one of your hits? Do you have one of the songs that isn't as recognizable as far as being on the radio and being a top 10 or top 20 hit that fans should know about, maybe that you perform live?
There's a song called Reckless Love that fans might not know about. There's a song, a couple of new ones that I wrote. One's called Masquerade and one's called Will You Love Me. Those are always fun because they shock people because they're not like real standard country. They're more rocket songs. And so, I think it's always exciting to perform new stuff because, you know, people haven't heard it yet.
No.
The older stuff, we just added, last week, we added Nothing I Can Do and I Wear My Life off of the Burn album.
Sweet.
I think it was, yeah. So it was just, I was like, going through my old records and listening, going, man, there was some fun stuff that people don't even know about. So we bring those out in the live show.
My favorite song is My Give a Damn's Busted. I love that song. Now, My Give a Rat's Batootie is okay, but My Give a Damn is busted. You throw it up on the big hoist over at the mechanic shop and see if you can fix it. That song has got a fun message to it, doesn't it?
I don't know if I call it fun, but...
In your face message?
Joe Dippy wrote that with a golfing buddy of his, and he... I guess the buddy was going through a hard time, and he's just like, you know, am I going to give a damn's busted? Like, he was just fed up. And so And goes, I was lucky enough to get the song. Yeah. So
then he goes, there's got to be a song in there somewhere. When somebody says that line, they're inspired. Yeah. You mentioned
they were inspired.
you mentioned your new song, Jody, Reckless Love. Tell me a little bit about the motivation and the inspiration for your new music and the health issues you went through and how that inspired your new music.
Well, the song Reckless Love it was really big in the Christian format. And over the last few years, my relationship with Christ has really opened my heart to wanting to share the fact that there is a God that loves us in a way that we don't understand. And we don't. And so by taking that song out of a format where people most likely already know that news, I wanted to move it over to where maybe there's someone that hasn't heard of that news, you know, that we have a God that loves us, and it's reckless because it makes no sense. It has no reason. He just does, and it doesn't matter what we do or how we perform. You know, it's not about, oh, yeah, he loves you because you're successful. It's not that at all. And so, and he breaks down all the barriers trying to get to us, and if we take the time to look his way, he's right there. And so, I just wanted to carry that message out of the Christian format and maybe to someone that needs to hear it.
Jody Messina is with us here this morning on the Bob Morning Show. And again, you're going to be in Watertown coming up on Saturday. It's a Friday, Saturday, our Bob FM kickoff pre-party on Friday. I'm going to be out there with the Hell Country Truckers. And then Jody...
Oh, wow! What is that?
That's a group. That's a local group. And they've got a song called My Girlfriend's a Dancer. You're going to want to probably YouTube it because it's a fun song. YouTube that from the Hell Country Truckers, My Girlfriend's a Dancer. I think you'll like it. They've got a lot of fun music. They're doing the Friday music, and then, of course, you're capping it off on Saturday. What kind of show can the fans expect on Saturday in Watertown at Bees on the River Rib Fest?
A fun one. We have a lot of fun. You can see that me and the guys in the band, we've been together for a while. We all love each other. We have a really good time with what we do, so I think that the audience can sense that and they have a good time with it. So even if you don't know the music, if you got a friend you want to bring that's like, oh, I don't like country music, I don't want to go, or I don't know who she is, bring them because they'll have fun. We try to get something in there for everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to be there. I've never seen you live, Jody, so I am excited.
What?
I know. You get stunned. How can that be? I've been in country music for like almost 20 years. What in the world have I been thinking? What have I been doing?
Well, you're about to see a show, my friend.
I am. I will have a life-changing experience, right?
Yes.
Very good. Jody, thank you so much for being with us here. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday in Watertown.
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you.